one obvious is President Azali going for a third mandate, you know, until his election. The Constitution ensured that president would sit for 5 years and then it would go to a president from another island. President Azali changed the Constitution. He was elected in 2016 and then he changed the Constitution and 2018 was elected in 2019 and now saying that he can also go for two mandates. This one, the one that is from 2019 finishing now, and then a second mandate. So most of the opposition or total parties of the opposition say that is against the Constitution. They oppose him. So one can say that the main issue is for President Azali to be re-elected. What is his issue is what kind of confidence, the sense of equality shared by the different islands, you know. If President Azali is elected, the island of Anzouan, which would have been the one to choose where the president would come from, may feel rejected and maybe some kind of secessionist, you know, feelings will arise or develop.
So is everyone in the opposition participating, and what is the opposition saying?
The opposition is divided in two parts. One part of the opposition is saying there is no need to go in election where President Azali has all the cards. He will cheat, he will do whatever, and it's like in 2019. Now, some parties and main contenders, they say we have to go and fight against Azali and prevent him through elections because there is no other issue. If we say that we don't go, then that leaves him the country in any case. But until this morning, there was uncertainty because the agreement that was supposed to be reached about transparency, how opposition candidates would be represented in the electoral votes, was not respected until now. Today, those candidates, they made a sitting almost the whole day so that they could choose freely the accesses, you know, in the voting, you know, electoral on the post stations.
What is the validity in the accusation that some of the opposition leaders are making that they will boycott because they think that the Electoral Commission is favoring the president or the ruling party? What's the truth in that allegation?
Already, the committee in the poll stations, the main officers, the three main officers, they are appointed by the authorities, the government. So the government has accepted now that the candidates appoint themselves their representative in all the villages, and that's make it that the votes can go on.